When we have less energy available, as we will, our society will have to simplify because the energy profit ratio determines the level of complexity that you can maintain. When we have less energy, when we're working on lower energy profit ratio energy sources, society will have to simplify. But simplified societies don't frack and they don't horizontally drill. So we're not going to be able to do these things in the future anyway. What we need to do is be a lot cleverer and look at how we might use what we have to create infrastructure that will be able to be maintained, that will still function in a much lower energy future. We need to think a lot more about how we might cope when energy supplies are a lot less plentiful than they are now. Right now, we just throw cheap energy at every problem that we have. That's not demonstrating that we're clever. In the future, we're going to have to prove whether we, in fact, are clever or not. Planning horizons are going to change remarkably over the next few years. There's an economist's concept called the discount rate. That's the rate at which we discount the future in comparison to the present. Now, when people have all the major bases covered, they've got enough to eat and drink, and they're not cold, they're not penniless, they start to think more about the long term. They have the luxury of the longer term view if they're not in a state of short-term crisis. So at the moment, we think a little bit more about the future. We're not terribly good at thinking about the future as human beings, but at the moment, when we have most bases covered, we're better at it than we usually are. But when you move into the contraction phase and you start to get into that short-term crisis situation, the discount rate will go through the roof. You'll be lucky to find people thinking much beyond next week, let alone next year or longer-term priorities. However, if we can be proactive and build supply cushions for the essentials, then we can preserve the luxury of the longer-term view. Because if we let ourselves get pitched into a state of short-term crisis management, we don't do our best thinking under those circumstances. We really need to keep ourselves in a cool headspace where we're thinking constructively. To do that, we need to be proactive, we need to build those supply cushions, even if they're relatively small. They will make a big difference to our ability to maintain a cool head in the future. Because if we can do that, we keep people from defaulting into movements of anger and fear that do nothing but give political mandates to extremists.